Right, it's time for Loose Lips. You love this, don't you?
Oh, it's very good.
We know we don't have you in the studio when we do it, but that's what you love listening to them, don't you?
I do, yeah.
You're just like a listener now.
I am.
Yeah. It's Loose Lips on Radio 1, where try and catch out some people who can't keep a secret. This is what happened when I spoke to a girl called Rachel. It really is. It's like the OC or Falcon Beach or... What's that other one? Laguna Beach.
What's your favourite Falcon Beach storyline at the moment?
There's too many to mention.
Been on the run, driving in the sun, looking out for number one. California, here we come, right back where we started from.
So much great stuff happens in Falcon Beach every week, it's hard to pinpoint one in particular.
I couldn't agree more with you.
Sorry to everyone that wanted to play this in full, I'm just using it to illustrate the teen drama that's about to happen on Loose Lips. So this is what happened when I spoke to Rachel.
Hi, Scott Mills.
You okay?
Yes, thank you, how are you?
Very good, so you want to play Loose Lips?
Yep.
Tell me who the gossip is, please.
Okay, right. Well, her name's Charlotte.
All right.
I've known her for quite a while now, and I absolutely love her to bits. She's one of my best friends, but she really can't stop gossiping.
Give me an example of... are you all right there, love?
Yeah, sorry.
Give me an example of when she gossips. What's she done?
Okay, just before Christmas, I went to a party, and the night after, I called her, and I was telling her all the gossip about it, and you know. So, told all this stuff, hung up. And then the next day, I get a text from my friend Alana saying, heard about your partying last night, Rachel. And I was thinking, oh no, it must have been Charlotte. And of course, it was Charlotte that told everybody. Not only did she tell Alana, but she told my entire drama class.
What did she tell your entire drama class?
She just told everybody that I'd done stuff with a boy that I hadn't done.
Really?
Yeah.
What, a bit of snogging?
Yeah, yes.
Oh no. Well, so not only does she spread gossip, but she kind of embellishes it quite a lot as well.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. She made it up and then, of course, everyone was asking me about what I did and I didn't know what I'd done, so...
Told the whole of your drama class?
Yeah.
What, did she just stand up in the front of the class and then tell everyone?
I don't know because I wasn't there at the time, so I don't know how she told everyone, but everyone knows.
So we want to just prove that she is a proper Loose Lips?
Yes.
Okay, we need a bit of made-up gossip that we can catch Charlotte out with.
Yep.
What's it going to be?
We're going to say that I kissed my friend Katie's boyfriend because she is bound to tell everybody that.
All right, Laura. What did you say?
Is he hot?
It's not bad.
Oh, my God, you actually fancy him?
No, they don't go out anymore. That's okay.
Oh, right, okay. But you do fancy him?
No.
Okay. So we're going to tell Charlotte that you have kissed Katie's boyfriend.
Yes.
What will she think about this, do you think?
She'll probably be really shocked.
But she'll buy it, though, will she?
Yeah, she'll definitely buy it. Not saying anything about Katie's boyfriend, but...
And Katie's just another one of your mates that you all know?
Yeah.
Wicked. All right. Now, listen, I need you to have just a normal conversation with her.
Okay.
Okay? And then just drop it in, go, oh, you never guess what I've done, right?
Okay.
Then we'll get another one of your friends in the group to phone her and see how long it takes her to blab it out.
You're listening to the best of Mills from unofficialmills.co.uk, the Scott Mills fan site.
So, this is what happened when Rachel called up her friend, the gossip, Charlotte, to plant a little bit of fake information.
Hello?
You all right, sweetie?
Yeah, I'm all right, honey. You all right?
Yeah, I haven't talked to you in ages. I thought I'd give you a call. Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. I'm in school at the moment, though. I've got to wait.
Oh, me too.
Oh. Listen.
Yeah?
I've been feeling really guilty about something.
What?
I've been feeling really guilty about something.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. You know that I've got a boyfriend now?
Yeah?
You know that Katie and Kieran split up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it might have been because of me.
Well, why?
Well, because I kissed Kieran before I left.
You did what?
I kissed Kieran before I left.
Why didn't you tell me this sooner?
Don't be angry, please don't be angry.
I'm not angry at you, I'm just a bit shocked.
Okay. Well, I just didn't want you to be angry with me, that's why I didn't tell you, okay?
Okay, I'll never be angry with you. I'm glad you told me, though.
Please don't tell Katie, because I mean, she doesn't know, obviously.
You're right.
You really won't tell anyone, will you? Sorry.
No, I won't tell anyone, don't worry.
You absolutely promise.
I promise you, I'm your best friend, Rachel. I'm not going to go tell anyone,
yeah.
Am I?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I was just a bit worried. Okay.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
Oh, they've got a lifetime as PR girls ahead of them, haven't they?
You all right, sweetie? Yeah, I'm all right, honey, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, sweetie, thanks.
You all right, sweetie? Yeah, I'm all right, honey, you all right?
Hello, PR. I like the bit where the it kind of all sank in as well.
You did what? I kissed Kieran before I left. Why didn't you tell me this sooner?
Why didn't you, like, tell me this sooner?
Again,
California.
Perfect for PR because it took a while to sink in.
You're right, sweetie. Yeah, I'm all right, honey. You're right.
I'm fine, darling. It's all a bit absolutely fabulous. Who? Remember that show?
Never liked it.
I know. Right, it's 5:24 on Radio 1. So, the gossip is now planted. Does Charlotte blab when we get another one of their friends to call her up?
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
So, we have just planted the gossip. Do you think that Charlotte is going to blab to another one of their mates, or is she going to keep it to herself, as she has been asked to do? What do you think, Chopper?
I think she'll keep it to herself.
What makes you think that?
Because she said, oh, I'm your best friend, therefore I won't say anything.
Okay.
So I'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
So here is another one of their friends, Alana, calling up Charlotte the Gossip to see if she can get it out of her.
Oh? Oh, hey, sweetie.
Oh, hello.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. You all right?
Tired a bit, but...
me too.
That's no biggie. Look, honey.
Yeah?
You know, I noticed Rachel has been acting strangely lately. Do you know what's wrong with her?
No.
You sure? Because...
Yeah.
She is your best friend. I thought she would tell you something's wrong.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Oh, really? Because she does seem to act a bit strange and I was worried.
Why don't you call her and ask her?
Well, she called me before and she was, like, acting very strange and I just wondered what's wrong.
No, everything's fine. It is.
Oh, that's all I wanted to ask, really.
You okay then? Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay,
I'll call Rachel.
I'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That didn't work then, did it?
No. So am I right, sweetie?
Well, sweetie. She's another PR girl.
Oh, hey, sweetie.
Oh, hi, darling. How's she this?
How annoying.
Let's put them all together.
Oh, hey, sweetie.
You all right, sweetie? Yeah, I'm all right, honey. You all right?
Oh, hey, sweetie.
You all right, sweetie? Yeah, I'm all right, honey. You all right?
Oh, hey, sweetie.
Anyway, not that... Oh, I could have not been rude to that girl, but really wasn't the best acting in the world there, was it?
Look, honey,
yeah?
You know, I noticed Rachel has been acting strangely lately. Do you know what's wrong with her?
Lift off the page, love. She can get a part in EastEnders.
Booked a table for two at Michelle's Hotel tomorrow night.
I like hotels. They've got rooms.
I've got one of those as well.
Look, honey,
yeah?
You know, I noticed Rachel has been acting strangely lately.
What could be wrong with her? Have you noticed anything? Anyway, right, so that didn't work.
No.
She kept her mouth shut. But for the first time, we've not done this before, we thought, let's have another go. So we got another friend, a boy called Jordan, to ring up and see if he could get the gossip off of the loose lips.
Hello?
Hello?
You alright, Charlotte? It's Jordan.
Oh, hiya!
You alright?
Yeah, I'm alright, thank you. You?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Cool.
Was school okay?
Was school alright? Yeah, school was fine, thank you. Same old, same old. I'm actually here right now doing art coursework.
Oh, right, yeah. I had some coursework to do, but I just thought, might as well do it at home instead.
Were you not in school today?
Yeah, what's today? It wasn't yesterday, though.
Oh, I don't think I saw you.
Do you?
No, I don't remember seeing you. So, yeah, everything's good?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, because, like, I was talking to Rachel on the phone, like...
Yeah?
...some time earlier. And,
yeah.
She sounded a bit weird, like, on the phone.
Oh.
Do you know if anything's up? Like,
No, nothing's wrong.
All right.
Well, nothing, it's fine, nothing's wrong.
All right, you sure? Because, like, I know that you're, like, really good friends with her and all that.
Yeah, but she is fine, I promise.
All right.
Why don't you give another call and ask her? Ask her if there's something wrong or something.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow or something.
Alright, okay.
Okay, bye.
Alright, bye.
Twice now, she hasn't blabbed.
He was garbage, though, wasn't he?
What do you mean? Don't be rude.
He'd kind of like...
The score okay?
Yeah.
The score, yeah, school was fine, thank you.
Yeah, it was a bit of an awkward boy-girl conversation.
Very awkward.
The score okay?
The score, right? Yeah, school was fine, thank you.
I liked her nervous laugh.
Were you not in school today?
It was, wasn't on that.
No, nothing's wrong.
All right.
Well, nothing, it's fine, nothing's wrong.
All that?
What are you looking for?
I thought she did a huh at the end.
No.
Never mind. She did do it, didn't she? It just wasn't on there. Right, so she didn't say it twice.
I told you she wouldn't.
Very good. Now, what we did is we called
up... We don't get a third one,
no, we got another one of their friends.
Beer
no, we didn't.
All night.
We went through our whole phone book. Right, no, Rachel called up Charlotte the Gossip to kind of fess up that she might have made it up.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
You are going to kill me.
Oh, you know, it's Rachel. Why am I going to call you?
You know what I just told you?
Yeah?
Yeah, it wasn't true. and Jordan both tried to get that secret out of you.
That's what it was about.
Well, guess what?
What?
You want Scott Mills on Radio 1? Woo!
Oh, my God.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hello.
You okay?
Yeah, Jordan.
Do you know what? Rachel has nominated you for this thing we do called Loose Lips, where we try and get people who are gossips caught out.
Yeah.
And you have been so good. You just you did not blab the gossip.
Oh my God,
I'm proud of you.
Oh, I said I'd never tell a secret on you. Oh. Oh my God.
See, we had you down as a bit of a goss, Charlotte, but obviously that's not the case.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Or maybe you've changed.
Oh, I've changed. Oh my God.
What do you got?
I'm so sorry.
What have you got to say, Rachel?
I'm really sorry, Charlotte. You're not a gossip.
Yeah, you were proved wrong.
I owe you. I'm sorry.
Well, it's the end of our team drama on Loose Lips.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Sweetie.
OMG, sweetie.
Scott Mills. This is Radio 1.